Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think we can afford to be inconsistent. Not now. Not that you can ever be, don't get me wrong, but you know, our backs are against the wall. That's the way it is, and that's our mindset. So I think we're all aware of there's no time for that right now, so we got to go.
Sean McDermott. I missed the beginning. Out of the room. Took a walk. Trying to do more of that again. Get back into the walking.
I was also walking. I beat you in here by 10 seconds.
I went farther,
yeah,
maybe.
I guess. Yeah. All I really did was the men's room.
Last on the list of rivals. First is fun, you know, easy. Not easy, but pretty cut and dried. Who are the Bills' biggest rivals? You can kind of easily do that. Just a matter of how you rank them. Who's last? I'll give you a team that you might not pick. I want to know, before I name it, and this might give it away, is a rivalry less of a rivalry when one team is sort of owning it?
Yes.
It has to be back and forth, right, to be peak?
Yes. That's why that's been a struggle for people of our generation with the Patriots, in the 2000s anyway, right, starting out when they got good and were owning the Bills. Like, this isn't a rivalry. I'm just getting punked every time. This is not. I don't feel like I'm a rival. I'm a doormat. Red Sox Yankees was like this until 2004, really, playoff wise anyway. Like, it's just, you know, I'm never beating you when it matters. I can't seem to do it. So I think you do need some back and forth. So if you've got a team that you just own, that is a contender for worst, like least compelling rivalry.
Least rivalry rivalry.
Right. Right.
Well, it's not quite own, but most of the teams in the NFC, I think, would be hard to distinguish for this. Like, if you had to rank all 31 other teams by their, like, what the existence of a rivalry is with the Bills, a lot of them would be about the same. There really isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd nominate the 49ers, though, because the history of the Bills and the 49ers, rarely have the Bills lost, if ever, a meaningful game to the 49ers. 98, the Bills won. That's the game where they had like 20 penalties.
They turned that around. They
95.
0-3, and then they beat them, I think.
95, yeah. 95 when Kelly was still playing, and they had a Sunday night in San Francisco where they lost. Now, all right, fine, but they won their division anyway.
Right, right.
They've rarely lost to the 49ers in a game that mattered. And then you have a couple of...
And they even won a playoff game? Did they play? No, what am I thinking about here?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm sorry. Just keep moving.
Forget we said. Forget everything that was said.
Can we dump that? Yeah, no.
But no punt.
That makes no sense. No punt game, right?
No punt. Before that, 80 to clinch the AFC East. 80 in the mud. Candlestick.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of that. Then they beat the Jets in the Bill Simpson game.
That's the next year, but The 80, that clinched the division for them in 80.
I'm doing great. Let's just keep eating out of my brain with a spoon. It's working out great.
I'll just finish the point. It's not even that good. 92, the no-punt game. 98, where you had the Niners take 20 penalties and Rob Johnson beat them. Then you had, well, last year was a joke of a game. I mean,
the game in Arizona.
Yep, before that, the meeting before that.
The only the thing about them really doing this is that in the 90s, it never happened, and that would change this, obviously, because they never did meet in a Super Bowl, but they were, the 90, they were close. I don't remember the other NFC title games. Just remember the 91 where Leonard Marshall destroyed Joe Montana and the Giants won, and then the Bills played the Giants and were huge favorites and lost. They were two of the best teams of that era.
Sadly, you got all that right.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I had to find a touchstone that I could know I would nail.
Unfortunately, that's all true.
Yeah.
That part.
You can start listening to me again, people. Although, get some guardrails. They feel like a rivalry that never got the fuse lit. Like they were both great, and it just never met. It was always the Cowboys, or it was twice the Cowboys, Redskins then, Commanders now, and the Giants. And like I'm thinking of a more like an NFC team that like the Bears feel good for this for
okay.
me. And I don't know. I'm not about to try. I mean, I should have known the 49er thing better than I did. I just feel like I always beat the Bears. And they're never good.
I think the Bills never beat the Bears.
They're never good. And
that's funny.
So, yeah, I mean, that Fred Jackson game there, the game on Christmas Eve a couple years ago
that I couldn't watch. So that makes sense.
I don't have a lot more here. I mean, the next game that comes to mind is the game where James Lofton is walking backwards into the end zone.
They won that.
From whatever year that is.
91.
And I just feel like the Bears, I mean, they look like they might be good now. And okay, you know, it'll be fun to watch that unfold and how their fans are feeling about it. I'm looking forward to talking to Joe and Sam tomorrow and Friday about the Bears being in the one seed spot and everything. But I don't know, the Bears, there's nothing there for me.
Bills-wise.
Yeah, right. At least the 49ers, I was gearing up to have to deal with them, and I never did, but like I spent time thinking about how am I going to deal with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. I never really thought of it. When the Bears were great, the Bills were in the midst of going 2-14 in consecutive years. So like I never.
And that's the only time the Bears have been great.
Yeah, I've never thought about like how am I going to stop Walter Payton? I never had to worry about it, and I still haven't. I've never felt like oh no, the Bears.
Oh, no, the Bears. Has anybody ever thought that? In 1985, teams probably thought that.
Yes.
That's it, though.
Yes.
There's a famous highlight from a Bears-Bills game in Orchard Park of Walter Payton jumping over the pile for a touchdown.
Yes.
It's a classic Payton highlight is this leap over the pile. So that game was in 1979, and the final score was 7-0. What was it like? How did we get sucked into this sport? Especially in Buffalo, with games like this. There was an Atlanta game that was 3-0.
Yeah.
7-0 Bears is the final. I don't have the attendance, but I'm sure it was not huge.
Right.
The Bills had 7 first downs.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it. All I know is that game, I can see the touchdown that Peyton scores in that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Because when I was a little kid and that happened, we'd go outside and dive over the snow piles at the end of our driveway with a football like Walter Payton. And it was great because if you could clear the snow pile, there was softer snow on the other side of the pile. You just land on your head. Who cares? You're in, 6 inches or a foot of snow, and it was the best. And it was that was Walter Payton.
That was his signature thing. Right.
Sort of jackknifing over the line.
Right. He went 39 for 155 and a touchdown that day.
39 carries. Load management.
Right. Heck with that. Nobody had ever uttered that phrase yet in the world.
He's just going to drive it till the tires fall off. That is basically.
Bills running back Curtis Brown, I don't know about load management, 9 for 7. Wasn't his day.
Yeah, it didn't open many holes for him that day.
Joe Ferguson, 5 for 21 for 50 and a pick and 2 sacks. Passer rating, 19. The Bills were 5-point favorites. It says here at Pro Football Reference. And they went in 3-2. It was windy. I'm seeing now late word that on October 7th, 1979, it was windy. Gusts north of 20 miles an hour. But that would have been fun. I got to go back. I'm at this game.
Yeah,
the Bills lose 7-0 with 7 first downs and 5 completed passes. I got to get back there. I got to go to another game. I just picked the wrong one. That was so cool. They're not all gems, I know.
Yeah. What year is this again?
79.
Yeah. I'll bet a lot of people didn't go back.
I bet a lot of people didn't go at all.
There's plenty of games in that.
Oh, I love
era, and even like 5 years later, certainly in the 85 and 86 when they're really bad, or 84 and 85. Kelly is 86. They're still not great, but still the turnaround is happening. Where there's like 25,000 people there.
Oh, or less.
Yeah.
I went to games, a couple games that were less.
It's incredible.
Less than 20.
To think about, like now.
In 84.
Yeah, that America's game, unfinished, whatever it is, the one that's about the Bills. Okay, they don't have the championship one, but there's a long form piece about the Bills. Missing Rings.
Missing Rings.
That's the name of it. It begins with footage of frozen lake and river, and then eventually the stadium, and it's just banks of blue seats and snow piles.
Yeah.
And there's a game going on. There's a game happening. It's like, I don't even know if they bothered clearing the stadium. It's like, whatever. Just come on out.
Just don't sit there.
Yeah, right.
Sit somewhere else.
We'll clear some. Bring a shovel on game day.
Like not opening the upper deck for,
right.
Blizzard games or something at the arena.
It's incredible to remember that it was like that.
I don't have to ask, about going back. Because literally in that season, I went to my first game that year, and it was week one. The Tom Dempsey miss that would have snapped the 0 for the 70s in a downpour. I was 7 years old, and I was at that game with my parents' friends.
Right, and that miss.
They wouldn't go.
Well, the final score of that game was what?
9-7.
9-7, right. It would have been 10-9 if he made it.
5 first downs
in
this game. Did we all stand and applaud? First downs when they had 5 in a game in the opener? Did we really love first downs because they were rare? 5?
I cannot remember being in there.
It's amazing.
I remember very clearly 1973 being in there. This is the year the stadium opened, OJ, 2,000 yards. We went to see the Bengals that year, my dad and my older sister and myself. And from then, until, I don't know, 7-8 years. Is there like a Thursday night game with the Vikings or something?
Yes.
In there somewhere? I went to that game. That's the next game I went to after 73. So 9 years in between going. I was a little kid for most of that. By 82, I graduated high school in 83. So I'm, I'm a teenager. I went with friends to that game in 82. But then from there, I don't think I'm in there again until the game. There's a game they lose to New England in 87 that cost them. They were alive, but they lost the game at home to New England.
Fred Marion?
Yeah. And I'm there. That's my 33 and reigning, and I'm just outside the overhang. Right, so just sitting there getting drenched, and it's why I always feel for fans who sit through 35 and raining, because that was pitiful. It was so bad.
Last game before the strike. Last Bills game before the strike in 82 was Minnesota. Right. Curtis Brown, he was 9-for-7 against the Bears. In this opener I went to, he was 9-for-10. We got to keep feeding Curtis Brown. Eventually this is going to pop.
Right.
5 first downs. My favorite thing about that game, the 79 opener, Dempsey's miss, is meeting, I apologies if you've heard this story before, I know I've told it, is meeting Garo Yepremian in a golf tournament, I don't know, 2000 or so, in Rochester. He played in a golf tournament. A few of the Dolphins greats did. And I got into a conversation with Yepremian, who was the Dolphins kicker for most of the 70s, and this is the beginning of the 79 season, and they cut him. And he was, I don't know if he tried out here or was here in the preseason, but Chuck Knox was the Bills coach, and it was between Yepremian and Dempsey to take over to be the Bills kicker. And Knox picked Dempsey, and Yepremian watched this game on television. He'd been cut by the Dolphins, and he was, basically the last cut of the Bills, essentially. He's watching the game, and he told me that when Dempsey missed, he just laughed and laughed, which, that could have gone either way, that maybe he would have been bitter toward Shula.
Right, if Dempsey.
But yeah. He was more bitter toward Knox.
Right.
Because he thought he was going to be the Bills kicker, or deserved to be.
Keep his career going.
And had a chance to, he would have had a chance to beat Miami. Why wouldn't you just do that?
Right. Even just for that game.
Just for the one. Right. Just for that game. What a story it would make.
Did he
break the streak?
Did he ever catch on anywhere else?
Yes, he went to New Orleans.
Okay.
He kicked for the Saints into the 80s, I think, but
okay.
I just was taken aback by how he was happy about that. Mm-hmm. Like he was so bitter.
Guy you picked missed. Psych.
You could have had me.
Yep.
So, well, a lot of these people are dead. Yepremian, Knox, Shula, a lot of these people are dead. I don't know about Dempsey. Sal Capaccio with us at 5. The Sabres are in Philadelphia. Pregame at 6:30. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.